Washington, this is VOA News. Israel to intensify Gaza offensive. Suicide blast kills dozens in Afghanistan. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the military will intensify its offensive in Gaza after Hamas militants rejected a ceasefire proposal and continued firing rockets into Israel. Mr. Netanyahu says he would have preferred to solve the conflict diplomatically, but actions by Hamas leave no choice.
If Hamas rejects the Egyptian proposal and the rocket fire from Gaza does not cease, and that appears to be the case now, we are prepared to continue and intensify our operation to protect our people.
The Israeli military held fire for 6 hours after agreeing to an Egyptian ceasefire plan Tuesday. But Israel says it resumed airstrikes after Gaza militants fired about 50 rockets over Israel from Hamas-controlled territory. An Israeli citizen was killed by rocket fire Tuesday near the Eretz crossing into Gaza, the first Israeli casualty since the offensive began last week. Palestinian health officials say 194 Palestinians have died in the conflict. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry ended 3 days of talks in Vienna with his Iranian counterpart, failing to break the deadlock over the future of Iran's nuclear program. But lower-level talks will continue, at least until a Sunday deadline, to reach a long-term agreement. VOA's Alpesin reports.
Secretary Kerry told a news conference there has been progress in the talks with Iran and the other five countries deputized by the UN Security Council. He says an agreement is possible, but it remains out of reach.
We have all continued to negotiate in good faith. But after my conversations here with both Iran and with our P5 plus one partners in particular, it is clear that we still have more work to do.
Kerry declined to provide details of the remaining disputes, but they're believed to center on how much capacity Iran will be allowed for the enrichment of uranium and how long the restrictions will last. Alpesin, VOA News, Vienna.
Despite attempts to prevent a vote, the Iraqi parliament elected Sunni politician Salim al-Jaburi as its new speaker. Edward Uranian has details.
The Iraqi parliament broke an impasse Tuesday, electing its new speaker with a majority of 194 votes. In a sign of a political thaw, members of parliament loyal to former Prime Minister Iyad Alawi agreed to attend Tuesday's session and were sworn in after boycotting the two previous sessions. One Shiite member of parliament complained that the vote Tuesday was unconstitutional due to what she claimed were illegal procedures. The vote, however, went ahead without a hitch. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Afghan officials say a suicide car bomb killed at least 41 people in eastern Afghanistan. Tuesday's attack took place in a region that borders Pakistan. Ayaz Gul has more from Islamabad.
Authorities in the Afghan province of Paktika say almost all the victims of Tuesday's suicide blast are civilians and fear the death toll may rise. A presidential statement says children were also among those killed when a bomber detonated his explosives packed car in a crowded market in Urgan district. The Afghan Taliban denied involvement in the attack. The attack happened hours after a roadside bomb in the Afghan capital killed two employees of President Hamid Karzai's media office. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Russian authorities say at least 20 people were killed and more than 150 injured after a subway derailed in central Moscow during morning rush hour. An investigation is underway. The Tuesday accident is believed to be the most serious in the eight-decade history of the city's metro system. Tensions between Kiev and Moscow rose sharply Tuesday, with a Ukrainian general warning of an imminent Russian military attack, and the country's security chief saying he had absolute proof Russia was involved in downing a Ukrainian military transport plane. The comments came as Moscow invited diplomats from 18 countries to visit a Russian border town where it says Ukrainian shelling killed one person on Sunday. Russia's defense ministry says foreign military specialists and journalists would visit that town in Rostov region on Tuesday. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.